George, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us what happened and how did this unfold, George?
Well, 7 o'clock this morning, there was a note put through our door to say that we were confined to a room, that this had been a case of a coronavirus.
Right.
And there was an Italian gentleman, and he had been taken to hospital because he'd been proved positive.
Okay.
And then we were all allowed to go down for breakfast.
Okay.
And after that, we're back to our room, mm-hmm. and we're to wait for the doctor coming to check us. And I don't know what the outcome of that will be, if we're all clear, whether that's the end of it or if that's just the start of it. I couldn't tell you.
And, George, where are you from originally?
Glasgow.
Glasgow, okay. And how long are you in the hotel?
Well, we were on a 10-day holiday, and we're here till Friday.
Okay. And have you now been told to stay in your room?
Yes, we have, yes. As a matter of fact, they came down, people were out in the sun loungers.
Yeah, of course.
And they came round and chased everybody back to the room because, obviously, it's the easiest way for the doctor to get round everybody. You know, so that's the way it's been.
But it's a hotel of 1,000 people, apparently. Is that broadly correct? As far as you know.
Certainly big enough hotel.
Yeah, okay. And are many Irish, George? You've come across many Irish.
As I say, I've heard the Irish. I've never spoken to any personally.
You've heard
although
them?
Although one guy told me, if you drink 5 pints of Guinness, you'll not catch anything. I don't know if that's true.